And now for another black perspective on the drug war. We must take care of our own. Our community has a drug war problem. We also have a drug problem since some of our children, close friends, and family members are using illegal drugs. But if you think you have a problem when someone you love uses drugs, you probably haven't experienced the nightmare of having your child, close friend, or family member arrested for having illegal drugs. Your loved one is expelled from school, loses her scholarships, loses his job, gets evicted from her apartment, forfeits his car, loses her children to foster care, gets warehoused with hardened criminals, loses the right to vote, and may, like poor Letitia Tapia, be handed over to a for-profit jail where she will be raped, beaten, humiliated, and abandoned until, in desperation, she takes her own life by hanging herself in her cell. She was jailed for possession of marijuana. A life imperiled by drugs cannot be corrected by destroying the community with drug war. There are alternatives, better, more compassionate, more effective, and less expensive, but only if we come together and make the decision to provide them ourselves. We can either make a better way for ourselves or accept what we are given. We must take care of our own. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The Allied British government has finished the deployment of 3,000 troops to Afghanistan's Helmand province under a public rationale of fighting drugs. Helmand province is the biggest center of heroin production and the biggest heroin-producing country in the world, where cultivation has doubled this year alone, according to the New York Times. Executing a remarkable about-face, the commander of British forces in Afghanistan insisted this week that his troops would play no part in either drug eradication or interdiction. As of this report, President Bush is defending his support for a deal giving a Dubai company management of six American ports. Dubai is one of the United Arab Emirates, which, according to the CIA factbook, has a growing role as a heroin transshipment center due to its proximity to Afghanistan. Meanwhile, in Illinois, a 19-year-old man faces a possible 30-year prison sentence for providing a controlled substance, heroin, to his pregnant 18-year-old girlfriend. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network, reminding listeners that on average, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan currently produces about 19 million individual doses of heroin each and every day.